So it's quite a thank you.
Little
shop. We've got a young has prepared a word for us today.
Okay,
I'm going to ask the Lord to bless him.
Come to Barry Kazashvili.
Fill him with your word, Lord. He may be a vessel for what you have to tell us, teach us.
That you will
open our hearts and open our ears. And it may not, as we hear the gospel and the preaching, it may not say, no, that is for him, and this is for him. But we will look upon ourselves in his heart. Who was he? The system works. Yeah, what do you want to talk about after such a beautiful message? So we hear that God is greater than all. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to have a word about the Apostle Peter. And I'm going to ask Brother Anko forward. Can you tell me something about Peter?
Tell me that. You should tell me whether Peter responded.
I have to think about the surname of my brother. His name is Peter.
Yeah.
And who else knows something about Peter? I guess it's a joke, because Anko knows better. Now we're gonna have Brother Hans. He's a cool, impulsive man.
I'm
gonna talk about Peter the Apostle. A fisherman. He walks over water. Elder Peter knows something too. And he fell through the water as his fate dwindled in the storm. Who was Peter, man? Peter loved Jesus incredibly much. And it's a proof that God loves you even if you fail. He was remarkably enthusiastic, but sometimes his way was completely devoted to the Lord. And at one point he denied the Lord. But when the moment came, truly came, when it counted and mattered, Jesus came back in his life. Let's not forget that Peter's also, he was honest, straight through, and not a hypocrite. He was not a theologist, but very useful for God. He was crucified upside down because he found it to be crucified normally too great an honor, because the Lord Jesus also had to endure this. Peter was a straightforward man. He was the first to realize that Jesus is the Son of God, the living God. He was the first. So now we see that we know a lot about Peter. He was one of the 12. And he was called by Jesus as he was working with his brother Andreas. He walked over water and eventually one time denied the Lord, but came back. He was the son of John or Jonah, and probably came from Bethsaida. He was a fisherman, the Lake of Galilee, with his brother, the sons of Zebedeus and John. He was married and moved to Capernaum later. And he was the first truly testified about the Lord Jesus on earth. As Jesus asked, "Who do you think I am?" He said, "You are Jesus, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said upon that, "You are Peter, the rock. The rock I will build my church upon,
and
death will not conquer the church. I will give you the keys, and all that you will bind in heaven, bind in earth, it will be bound in heaven." And it was a testimony to all the those beautiful miracles.
He
was testimony to. He was a witness to the moment Jesus was clothed in white. Olive Garden. But he is also the one that Jesus prayed upon. I prayed for you. He cut off one of the ears of the with the arrest of Jesus. And Jesus healed that man, of course. And he also denounced Jesus, this man. After the death of Jesus, and Jesus was resurrected again and rose from the grave. And, Peter just became a fisherman again. And we all know the story. That after a night of fishing, Jesus was at the beach and he called upon Peter again. Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, Lord." He became head of the church in Jerusalem, and he was captured. And he started lots of congregations everywhere, even in Babylon. He was a great apostolate and a rock for the church, the early church, to build on. He's a great hero of faith who had high valleys and deep. This man, this Paul, knew that so at the end of his life, the Lord told Peter that he would die soon, and you can read that in 2 Peter, verse 3, I think. just this man heard that he was about to die, this great man. And what did he write down? What was his last testimony? Well, he decided to write against false prophets who at the last days tried to trick the people. And now we're going to read from 2 Peter 2 verse 9. And we can read for the Bema, not. Simon Peter, it serves an apostolate of Lord Jesus to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ
has received a face as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. For these He has given us this very great and precious promise, so that through them we're now at 5. For this reason, make every effort to add your faith, goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and through perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to this brotherly kindness, love. For it possesses these qualities in increasing measures. They will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's quite a lap. And they say that Peter was illiterate, but what's happened since then? And as I read the first one, the grace and the peace of the Lord is increased by the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So then I think, oh, I have to learn a lot about God. But then I thought, poof. In high school, I had a teacher from Papua, old Dutch. The beautiful thing about this lesson was we could do almost everything we wanted. So one of the things this man really taught us was the knowing of God. Truly loving it, God. Yeah, putting the things, man. It's better. Okay. So the first three. Peter always tries to teach us something. Tries to stimulate us and make us better. So His heavenly grace has given us everything. That has given us life and the joy of the God. So that's a lot to fathom. The Lord has given us everything. So the same godly power. So the Lord has given us everything, to each of us, individual, So I just wrote it down phonetically. So I just think about the Ruach that was given us through God. And I was just thinking about it, what does it mean? What does it mean? The fruit of the Lord. So, Asebia means respect. So through the knowledge of knowing what the Lord Jesus means about good and evil, so the Lord is calling upon us to through his knowledge knowledge of his power. Okay. And so Arete means this beautiful grace or something. We can read in the different Bible translations and from the Hebrew ground text, and then translate it to Greek and Hebrew again, and do it to Dutch. So you see the beautiful depth the apostle like Peter puts in his verses. We can just study this and study this and study this until realize that only Jesus gives the true knowledge of good and evil. So how do we translate it to each other? In verse 4 we can read, for these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through him you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So doing grammar is difficult, but of course when you translate it back to the Hebrew, it makes it also easy, so we can read, but it's still happening. We as men are still fleeing from the corruption of the world, and still the Lord has given us part in his heavenly nature. The Lord has given us his heavenly nature. And now we have a beautiful sentence, chapter 5, verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort to add your faith goodness, and to your goodness knowledge, and to your knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to persevere in godliness, and to godliness, bodily forgiveness. Yes, and you can hear it by my voice. It's a very long part in scripture, a little bit boring, but it helps. Because Peter asked the Lord and asked himself, what can I share?
You
see, in the next verse, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, so now we're going to just go a little bit deeper more into this. Faith. Faith is the that we are truly virtue in the ground text agatha. Holiness or clean cleanliness or something, I don't know. Knowledge. Perseverance. It means patiently endure and not fall astray. So the so now he's talking about agape, the love of all.
Agape on mohabbat khodavand ke kamalan bedun tawaqquf hast va bedun bazgasht hast va mikone.
So it was for Peter very important to have a bodily and sisterly love for all and just to grow in this and not be disappointed if this lost love is not given back. Just be happy in God's grace and in all your virtues. Strive towards more knowledge, even if it's sometimes difficult in our less godly moments to just have respect for each other and try to feel love for your brothers and sisters.
and to be always have an open house for everybody. To be hospitable. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
آیه 8 گر شما گرچه او را نزدید دوستش میدارید و گرچه اکنون او را نمیبینید به وی ایمان دارید و از شادمانی و از ناپدی و پرجلال
If you can just do all the things like Peter told us
میتونیم چیزای دیگه انجام بدیم همطور که پتروس به ما گفتیم
It is given to us and you may receive it
و میتونیم دریافت بکنیم
So we can make steps and
go forward
So that what it means to have a congregation and be together. And as a summary of this part of the scripture is this. Efeziërs 2. I can't find it, but it's Ephesians 2, and it's verse 8, 9, and 10. So it's great, great verse. So, all the good things that God This is something that Peter, this great man, so besides Jesus, he is the only man that ever walked on water. No one else did it. And the Lord Jesus could build us as a church. The foundations that Peter made in this world. So it's just so beautiful to realize that that the Lord has given us these things, even though we are not ready for it, that we may gradually grow towards these things Jesus has prepared for us. It's a message that is for the people then and now. And in the second part, he just reminds us that he was truly a witness to the things that Jesus did. And he just urges us to hold on to the Holy Spirit. Because I was there. I was there to be risen from the grave. Peter was truly a witness to the Lord of to the Lord Jesus. A witness to his legacy. So the second part is mostly warnings. And now we're going to have a prayer of thanks. We can all stand. Lord God and Father, we thank you for the Apostle Peter who wrote down such beautiful things. And that even today our given the quality of our hands. And we thank you even more that you give us time to grow. Would you help us, Lord? So please help us, Lord, to help us feel the love that Peter writes about, that we may know it as a true, Lord, a truth. And that through your Holy Spirit, the specials will do something in our hearts. Yes, Lord, when I ask you this, and even if life is sometimes against us, if we can always stand up again in you. Lord, we praise your name.